They call him the renewable energy guru. Andy Swap is the technology teacher at Milford High School. I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and during UPR Newsline, Andy Swap joins me to talk about the SUTREC annual renewable energy fair that's taking place in Milford. It begins Thursday at Milford High School and is sponsored by the Southwest Utah Renewable Energy Center. Andy Swap started the program in 2009 and was recently recognized for his renewable energy interest during a tribute to Andy Swap from the U.S. Senate through Utah Senator Orrin Hatch.
The majority of people that get this honor have received it posthumously, and I was very glad that I was able to receive it while still here and present. So that was quite an honor.
You actually began this energy fair to help your students better understand what types of energy options are out there. And it takes place at Milford High School?
It does. We like to have it outside where we have sunshine and some wind and other renewables available.
Now, there are several what you would refer to as different types of renewable energy actually located in the Milford area. I know you have the Milford Wind Project, also a geothermal plant located there, a couple of those, and a hydroelectric power plant. Is that what piqued your interest in helping to bring this information to students?
It's part of my job to look at the things that surround the community and get an in-depth knowledge of those things. And renewable energy is huge here in the Valley. We've produced geothermal power for over 30 years. We are one of the first counties in the state to produce hydroelectric power.
Well, some may not even know where Milford is located.
I think if you head to the middle of nowhere and then turn left, you'll find us. On the I-15 corridor, we are northwest of Cedar City, about 45 miles, and directly west of Beaver, and south of Delta. When you're placing a large wind farm or solar farm, a place like Milford with such wide open spaces is ideal.
As many as 900 people are expected to gather in Milford as part of this energy fair.
I think that just shows the interest in renewable energy in Utah and the surrounding area. The wind and solar is somewhat new, so it's still exciting.
You're going to be taking some of this education, the energy education, on the road with a new renewable energy education trailer. Can you tell me more about that?
We have put together a 16-foot trailer that is packed full of renewable energy and renewable energy education. We have a big screen TV. We have some videos and PowerPoints that we will take around to different schools and show them how they can get started, how viable it is for homes or businesses. People are hesitant to get into any kind of renewable energy because they don't know how to start. There will be a small wind turbine, I call it a cabin-size wind turbine, on the trailer, about a 400-watt turbine. It'll give you a good idea of what wind power can do and what it's about.
Now, if individuals were to travel to Milford, they could see some examples of different natural gas and electric powered vehicles. You'll also have a hybrid vehicle there on display.
Usually we have Corson Racing with their Formula One hybrid. The natural gas vehicles are on display here, and what a neat way to conserve and reduce emissions.
As the instructor for technical education and career development there at Milford High School, getting students involved is important. One way of doing that is to have an electric vehicle endurance race. Now, that will include the high school students.
It's more of an electric vehicle challenge. It's not a sanctioned electrathon race, designed specifically for students to have an engineering design problem to design the most efficient electric car that they can and go as far as they can in 1 hour's time. It's a neat little project. We use normally bike tires, electric motor. We're allowed 67 pounds worth of batteries. The driver is supposed to weigh 180 pounds. Most of all, we want to have fun, and we want to see their engineering project work.
Now, are these students just from the Milford area or throughout the state?
They're throughout the state. I I like to observe the students that have had a little exposure to this stuff, and they have the aha moment, or the light bulb comes on, and it's great. And of course, the success of my students is how I rate my success, and I feel fairly successful here. When you have 20 to 30 students working in the wind industry now, and others in engineering and areas like that, it just makes you feel like you've done something for their future.
Utah Public Radio's Tom Williams is in Milford covering the annual Renewable Energy Fair hosted by Sutrec. He will be continuing our discussion with some of the participants and presenters. That begins at 9 o'clock Thursday morning during Access Utah here on Utah Public Radio. Again, thanks to Andy Swapp for joining me for today's UPR Newsline. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.